I am intrigued with the way of the samurai warrior. I remain intrigued with the way of the samurai warrior because of a tradition that is characteristic of their way of life. The samurai warrior is recognized for his practice of being willing to die before going into battle. Imagine. Before any battle, the samurai warrior would resolve for himself the possibility of his own death. He's therefore able to engage with the freedom to risk everything because he is not afraid. He's able to fight with complete abandon, no compromise, no hesitation, no flinching, no holding back. No doubt that the objective of the samurai is ultimately to win, but he is clear that in order to do that, he must be willing to lose even his life. So he is. He's willing to lose even his life for the possibility of something more than mere survival. He's willing to give up his life so that he can, in fact, live. And you? What are you willing to give up? What are you willing to risk losing for the possibility of having it all? What are you willing to give up today for the possibility of experiencing yourself uncompromised? My 10-year-old daughter Gussie shared with me recently something that she was really struggling with. Several of her friends at school were repeatedly making fun of and teasing another one of their classmates. This was not okay with Gussie, and so she told her friends that making fun of someone was not a very nice thing to do. In the nicest way that she knew how, she asked them to consider how they would feel if they were the ones being made fun of. Nobody answered. They all just kind of went silent, and then Gussie just kind of panicked. Later, she came to me in tears, fearing that she had alienated her friends and that if she stuck to her guns, she would risk losing those friends. "What if I end up with no friends?" is what she said to me. "What if you do end up with no friends?" was my response. Perhaps what you're standing for is worth taking the risk. And if you could lose a friend over taking a stand, consider that you never really did ever have them as a friend in the first place. My friend shared with me recently something that he was frustrated about. Several months ago, he was expecting to finalize the details of a contract with an organization for a long-term work assignment. The people that he was hoping to work with were seemingly, according to him, taking their sweet time. Now, this was not okay with him because he wanted to get started on this project that they had been talking about for what seemed to him like forever. Now, he was committed to this work, and quite frankly, he needed the money. "I don't want to call them again because I don't want to look desperate," is what he said to me. "What if you did look desperate?" was my response. Isn't the possibility of what you've been working on, the possibility of your brilliant idea becoming a reality, worth looking a little desperate for? And if you could lose the contract over wanting it badly enough to risk looking desperate, consider that you never really did ever have it to begin with. Give up what you're pretending that you already have in exchange for the possibility of having it all. Stop holding on to the illusion of having something that was never yours to begin with, and go fight with sheer abandon for what it is you really want. Don't compromise, don't hesitate, don't flinch, and don't hold back. Be willing to die so that you can, in fact, live. Remember the "if you love something, let it go" platitude? How many times have you heard it said? How many times have you said it yourself? But have you stopped to ask yourself lately, what am I holding on to today because I'm afraid of what it might happen if I risk letting go? When Gussie was willing to give up her fear of having no friends, what she discovered was a side of herself that she could be proud of. She discovered that her friends were her friends and that she could be appreciated for being willing to muster up the courage to put someone else first. When my frustrated friend was willing to give up having the contract, what he discovered was the power of his own conviction and his passion for doing great work. He was thrilled because he was able to make a request that produced a result. He finally got that ball rolling. Without being willing to take a risk, without being willing to lose, consider that you're not even really in the game to begin with. So be willing to lose and then play like you can't for the possibility of having it all. Don't compromise, don't hesitate, don't flinch, and don't hold back. Today, you could lose it, but today, you could win. Today, take a stand for something worth standing for and be desperate for something worthwhile. Let it go for what could be. Be intent on winning and be not afraid to to lose. Today, move beyond those incremental, predictable results and take the quantum leap of faith. And you, like the samurai, being willing to give it up, will have the opportunity to play a game that is far, far beyond simply staying alive.